Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, emotional intelligence, or EQ as the cool kids call it. Now, before you start rolling your eyes thinking, oh, not another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some superhuman emotion reader or walking on water. It's about understanding our own feelings and those of others better, which, let's be honest, is the secret sauce to having truly awesome relationships, right? Think about it. Ever felt like you were talking to a wall in a conversation because neither of you could understand what the other was really feeling? Yeah, that's EQ deficiency. But don't worry, we're here to fix that. So, buckle up because we're dropping 5 game-changing takeaways that'll help you become an emotional intelligence ninja even if you think you're already pretty good at this whole human interaction thing. First things first, recognize your own emotions. This seems basic, but it's surprisingly hard to do. We often get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts and reactions without actually pausing to check in with ourselves. Take a deep breath, ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it joy, sadness, anger, or maybe even frustration? Identifying your emotions is like giving them a name, making them less scary and more manageable. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice recognizing these emotional words, the better you'll understand yourself. Next up, practice empathy. This means putting yourself in someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. It's not about agreeing with them, but rather understanding where they're coming from. Ever have a friend ranting about a bad day? Instead of just nodding along, try asking, what's making this day so tough for you? This simple act can show them that you truly care and are invested in understanding their experience. Now, let's talk about communication. Being emotionally intelligent means communicating effectively both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to your tone of voice, facial expressions, and body language. Are you coming across as genuine and empathetic? Or are you unintentionally sending mixed signals? Remember, communication is a two-way street. Listen actively to what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Self-regulation is another crucial piece of the EQ puzzle. This means managing your emotions in healthy ways, even when things get tough. Instead of letting anger or frustration take over, try taking a few deep breaths, counting to 10, or going for a quick walk to clear your head. Developing these self-soothing techniques can help you stay calm and collected in challenging situations. Finally, motivation. This doesn't mean constantly chasing rainbows and butterflies. It's about setting goals that are meaningful to you and working towards them with passion and purpose. Having this inner drive helps you stay resilient and focused even when things get tough. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the small wins along the way. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're having dinner with friends and one of them starts complaining nonstop about their boss. You might feel tempted to roll your eyes or tune them out, right? But if you use emotional intelligence, you could listen actively, ask empathetic questions like what's making this situation so frustrating for you, and offer genuine support. This shows your friend that you care and understand what they're going through. Thus, it helps build a stronger connection with them because let's be honest, who doesn't love feeling heard and understood? So, the biggest takeaways here are, know thyself, show empathy, communicate effectively, manage those emotions like a pro, and keep that inner fire burning bright. These 5 pillars of EQ will help you navigate relationships like a champ, creating stronger connections and fostering genuine understanding. Remember, folks, emotional intelligence is not just some fluffy concept, it's a superpower. It takes practice, but the rewards are worth it. So go out there, start flexing those EQ muscles, and watch your relationships blossom. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little emotional boost. Leave us a review if you found this helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #TheBalancedStoic. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom. Until then, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.